Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
She is our Odyssey legal expert, and she joins me right now. Amy Dash joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Amy, it's great to catch up with you. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fine. So I guess let's start with the appeal itself, and then we'll get into Deshaun Watson and what his camp may or may not end up doing here. You've been all over this situation for over a year, ever since it started. What is your expectation, just knowing the background of Peter Harvey and his association with the league and Roger Goodell? When do you expect this to come down, and how do you expect Peter Harvey to take a look at this thing?
Well, the personal conduct policy in the CBA actually gives some guidance on this. And they say mm-hmm. that if there's going to be a hearing, which I assume that there will, because I'm sure the NFLPA will want to try to have its voice heard before Harvey, that has to happen within 10 days of the notice of appeal being filed. So that would bring us to the 13th, where a hearing must happen if there's going to be one before then or on that date. Mm-hmm. And then the policy also requires an expeditious decision immediately thereafter. So this is not something that would take a month to happen. I fully expect there to be a decision within the next couple of weeks before the season starts.
Okay. So you know, I think I've seen you tweet this. I've seen people say, like, look, the injunction, and we'll get into that in just a second, but any sort of injunction that gets him on the field is unlikely to happen. The only thing that would get him on the field would be if they're still reviewing the appeal for some reason come September. But what you're saying is that the collective bargaining agreement, the math just doesn't work. Like, this thing's going to have some sort of resolution by the middle of August.
Or by the end of August, I believe. Yeah. So, absolutely. Just according to what's required, actually, from the document.
Yep. Amy Dash joining me here on CBS Sports Radio. All right, so let's get into that, Amy. So the reaction from a lot of folks when they saw that Deshaun might sue the NFL in federal court was, well, Brady did that and Ezekiel Elliott did that, and they both got on the field. They eventually had to serve their time, but they at least got on the field in that season. What's the biggest difference, though, between Deshaun Watson's situation, in your mind, and the situations of Tom Brady and Ezekiel Elliott?
Well, the biggest difference is that the personal conduct policy and the arbitration process, I shouldn't say the personal conduct policy, that's the same. The arbitration process has been completely reformed under the new CBA, where we saw that now the NFLPA is involved in picking the initial disciplinary officer, so they had a say in Sue Robinson. So we don't see Roger Goodell being that judge, jury, executioner. One of the main points that Brady and that Elliott made was that they challenged the arbitration award on a couple different grounds and the standard of unfairness, saying it was unfair because, you know, Roger Goodell is obviously biased. They felt that he was exceeding his powers. There are limited grounds in which you can challenge an arbitration award because courts don't want to get involved in collectively bargained for negotiated processes that are supposed to be kept out of the court. So if they're going to overturn it, there's really only four grounds, and those all have to do with the arbitrator. Was the arbitrator corrupt? Did the arbitrator exceed its powers? So all of these arguments that Brady and that Elliott made were directed towards the arbitrator and the underlying process. For example, you know, whether they were able to get access to interview notes, whether they were able to cross-examine their accusers. Here, you don't have grounds at all to to challenge this, not only because there's no like issues with the arbitrator. You know, the NFLPA helped pick her. Yep. They praised her just a couple days ago as impartial. They praised the underlying process as fair, full, thorough. They admitted that thousands of pages of documents were reviewed, and that they asked the NFL to waive its appellate right because they wanted to reinforce the legitimacy of this new process. So you don't have the grounds to go in and challenge the arbitral award, and also you don't have the grounds for an injunction. An injunction which would put a stop to that discipline is very difficult to get. There's a high legal threshold. Cowboys, Liel, or the former Cowboys, I should say, Liel Collins, tried to go in and get one to put a stop to his suspension when he was disciplined for violating the substance policy by missing a drug test. And he was like very swiftly kicked out of court and denied. So, you know, you need to prove likelihood of success on the merits with Watson doesn't have it because none of the grounds to challenge it apply. And it's a brand new agreed upon process. And you have to prove irreparable harm. Again, a guy who's willing to accept a 6-game suspension, but not a 12-game or a full season suspension, that's not irreparable harm. So, you know, I just don't think anybody's going to feel sympathetic towards somebody. And also the last point is that the courts do not focus on the amount of discipline. The punishment itself is not what can be challenged. Mm-hmm. It's the fairness in getting to the punishment.
Okay, so you just touched on a couple things there that I want to hit with you here. Amy Dash, our Odyssey legal expert, leagueofjustice.com, is joining me here on CBS Sports Radio. We're talking about the Deshaun Watson situation. You mentioned the statement that the NFLPA put out. It was within hours before the punishment for Deshaun Watson was announced on Monday. I believe it was Sunday night last week that they put out that statement, lauding the process, calling a full and fair hearing, you know, talking about how fair the process was. Thousands of pages of documents were reviewed, and then imploring the NFL to not appeal whatever. Hey, we're going to accept the punishment. The NFLPA and Deshaun are going to stand by her ruling. We would like the NFL to do the same. In retrospect, was that a strategic error on the part of the NFLPA? It feels like they were trying to pull like a PR coup against the NFL. And in the process, they're basically laying out all the reasons here why the process made sense and makes sense in dishing out these punishments. Was that a strategic error in your mind?
Oh, absolutely. Because it just, you know, put a fork in any type of argument that they would have going forward to say it's not fair. But just the mere fact that they just negotiated and agreed to it would just, you know, right there in and of itself, that shows that a court is not going to want to touch this because, you know, courts know the history of them coming and trying to overturn arbitral awards. If it failed twice already under an old, outdated policy, certainly a court's not going to interfere now. So I think they have absolutely no shot. And also, asking the NFL to waive its appellate right to show the legitimacy of the process makes no sense because they agreed that part of the process is either side can appeal and Roger Goodell or his designee gets the final say. So if they don't like the decision of Peter Harvey, who is going to review the appeal, there's nothing they can say about that to a court because he's not changing the underlying factual findings, which they've already agreed were found in a very legitimate way through a thorough and fair procedure. He's only changing the length of the suspension. Mm-hmm. So there's absolutely no wiggle room there to say, well, we don't like the number of games because that's not how courts review arbitral awards.
And the other follow-up I have, Amy, is just quite simply, I mean, you paint a picture where Deshaun suing the league in federal court is really just, it's got no chance. It sounds to me like the only winner in all this would be people who get to charge Deshaun an hourly rate to go defend him or go, you know, go do his bidding in the courtroom. If you were giving him advice, would you tell him, like, don't even bother suing in a federal court, you got to take your medicine? What would your advice to Deshaun Watson be?
Oh, yeah, and I think that the NFLPA lawyers know that. They have a legal obligation not to bring or encourage suits that don't have, you know, a firm grounding and that are frivolous or meritless. So I think when they say that, you know, they're either saying that to try to force some sort of a settlement or because they may have to try if there's that indefinite component to the suspension where he doesn't even know if he'll be allowed back. Mm-hmm. So, you know, but if it's just a year. But the other thing is, There's no court or judge that I think would be sympathetic to this guy,
right,
based on the factual findings by a former federal court judge. Judges respect each other, you know, so they're going to see this former federal court judge who, you know, has a wonderful reputation. They're going to look at her findings and they're going to say she found that the NFL met its burden of proof under the system everybody agreed to, that Deshaun Watson more likely than not sexually assaulted four women. This guy's had 20-some-odd accusers. And who's going to feel sympathetic? It's a different situation than the factual cases of Brady and Elliott, where it's like, well, did he really deflate the ball? This is like, with the science is a little bit iffy on shaky ground. And then with Elliott, it's like there's no direct evidence. There's all this circumstantial evidence. And, you know, but here you have so much overwhelming evidence that I just don't see how anybody would feel sympathetic to rush and give this guy an injunction.
Well, and you also have what I mean, I would imagine the respect level for Sue Robinson is pretty high in the legal community. One of the things that those two cases didn't have was an actual person with a legal background, a background as a judge, saying in a document that I think there's a better chance than not that he did all these things.
And one that was picked by the NFLPA.
Yeah.
They picked her with the NFL. So that's what I'm saying is when you look at Brady, when you look at Elliott, Roger Goodell, who's inherently biased, who's on the side of the league, is the one presiding. You know, there's evidence that's not given forth by the league. They didn't have, like, Jeff Pasch, the general counsel. Brady couldn't get access to his notes. Ezekiel Elliott couldn't cross-examine his accuser. So there are procedural problems there with fairness. Here, not only do you not have that, the NFLPA has admitted you don't have that.
Yep. Amy Dash, our Odyssey legal expert, joining me. Amy, last one before I get you out of here. Tony Busby had a press conference late last week where it looked like the overall purpose of it was to implore the NFL to, quote, do the right thing. It's never too late to do the right thing, he said. I know you pointed this out a few weeks ago when the Texans settled with 30 potential lawsuits, that there's a difference there. There were 24 accusers, and the Texans are settling with 30 different potential plaintiffs. That leaves at least six people there potentially still out there, theoretically, that could sue Deshaun Watson, and there could be more. I mean, the New York Times said he had appointments with 66 different women. Just your read on the entire situation. Is there still a chance you think that we could see more lawsuits pop out?
I think the next possible lawsuit we might see is the accusers possibly suing the NFL. Mm-hmm. And the reason I say that, and I don't know if Busby plans to file more suits, because you make a great point. There were 30. But I think either he hasn't brought those for a reason because maybe there's problems with the evidence or what have you, or maybe those people don't want to come public. I think it's going to be hard for new people coming out of the fold because they want to thoroughly vet that now that money's been exchanged from different entities. There's a lot more suspicion over, like, new accusers. So that's, you know, I think that could potentially be a problem. I think they could sue the NFL, and here's why. Because Sue Robinson put in her decision that the NFL in the arbitration argued, they argued this on their own behalf, that Watson used his status as an NFL player and basically involved the league in order to get these women to meet with him. And so because they said that, and because we have this connection now with the Texans and their massage tables and their hotel membership, I think if Busby wants to stir the pot, he can go and sue the NFL and say, well, this is somebody you're responsible for. And he used his status as an NFL star, as Robinson said. And because of that, and because people, you know, sort of fell for that, you should be responsible. Now, it's not a home run. But he was alluding to something like that in the press conference, so I guess we'll have to see.
Yep, we'll have to wait and see, no doubt. At Amy Dash TV on Twitter, if you want to find her there. LeagueofJustice.com has a ton of great content on this and many, many other legal situations going on throughout the world of sports. She is our Odyssey legal expert, Amy Dash. Amy, great catching up with you. Keep up the fantastic work, and we'll talk
soon.
Okay, thank you.
Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Yep.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.